Good morning. It's 20th March. Our middle reading today is Psalms 143 and 144. I'm going to read to you from Brother Dudley Fifield's book on the Psalms, and this is in connection with Psalm 143. This psalm is the last of the seven so-called penitential psalms, and the writer is clearly deeply affected by the knowledge of his sinfulness and its consequences in his life. Having considered the life of David, Brother Dudley writes this. Our considerations have led us to think of the Lord Jesus, when he will finally sit on David's throne, and all the rage and vain imaginations of the nations will be frustrated by the power of God. We suggest, however, that the words of David in this psalm were in the thoughts and meditations of the Lord Jesus when he hung upon the cross. Think first of David's declaration that in thy sight shall no man living be justified. That's verse 2. Was any man ever more conscious of that fact than the Lord Jesus when he was crucified? He carried the whole burden of human sin and was totally aware of the fact that if he failed, there could be no life for any man. Nothing but that perpetual sleep in his house of eternity, of which verse 3 had spoken. As David's enemies had gathered together to destroy him, so Herod and Pontius Pilate, with the Gentiles and the people of Israel, were gathered together for to do whatsoever thy hand and thy counsel determined before to be done, as we read in Acts 4, verses 27 and 28. The Lord Jesus had committed no sin. He, of all men, did not deserve to die. He had never known the shame that guilt brings. He had shared all our experiences, being tempted in all points like as we, but had never shared with us that separation from God that is the inevitable consequence of sin. Yet we believe that on the cross, in ways that are perhaps beyond our understanding, he was given an insight into just what this meant for those whose sins he carried. From the sixth hour to the ninth hour, there was darkness over all the earth. It was as if God drew a veil over the experiences of the Lord Jesus during that period of time. Recalling Abraham's experience, it was an horror of great darkness that fell upon him, as we see in Genesis 15. It spoke of death and separation from God, and it was at the ninth hour, as the darkness lifted, that the Lord cried, "My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" In some way, he had entered into our experiences, and these things are reflected in the words of the psalm. He hath made me to dwell in darkness, as those that have long been dead. The consequence, therefore, is my spirit overwhelmed within me, my heart within me is desolate, as we see in verse 4. It was immediately after this, only moments before the Lord gave up the spirit, that he cried, "I thirst." It was not a cry of physical deprivation, but an indication of his longing for God. This again is reflected in the psalm, "My soul thirsteth after thee as a thirsty land." Thus, the Spirit of Christ speaks to us through the experiences of David and the words that he left on record for our learning and instruction. Thank you for listening.